T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So you were disappointed in Coach Belichick's attire the other day?
I mean, you know, look, I understand that Bill probably does this on purpose. You know, he wants to look like, you know, he's basically homeless, I guess. But, I mean, you got to give me a little more than that. I mean, like how about, like, wearing, like, a nice Patriot golf shirt or something? You know what I mean?
No, but you dude, the first thing you said, you hit on it. I think this is now a part of who he is.
He wants to look that way. He wants you to think that he's this, I don't know what.
Yes.
You know?
I think a lot of what Bill does is actually done on purpose. Oh, yeah. Like the whole thing during the draft sitting there and him not being there. Like, I think he does that on purpose. And I think him showing up, like, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. Like,
my God.
Basically all of us in the middle of April during quarantine, I guess. Let me just put it this way.
The outfit he had on, and I, you know, I love you, and this is all due respect, makes you look like you're a GQ guy. Makes you look like Isaiah Thomas used to be dressed on the sideline when he coached the Knicks.
No, it's well said. It's true. Hey, that's the one thing about Isaiah you got to give him.
Isaiah was sharply dressed. Isaiah was right there with, to me, the three best dressed coaches in NBA history, Riley, Isaiah and Chuck Daly. I mean, now those guys were like they dressed to the nines.
Well, that's one thing
that bothers me about this bubble stuff. I mean, these guys are really, they're all dressed like Bobby Knight at practice.
Joe, let me tell you something. This is one example of it, but there's a lot of things that are not going to go back when things are normal again.
And you think that's one of the things?
Right? I think now some of them are good things, like remote working. I think will stick with a lot of people who are listening right now. You may not go to your office as much as in the past,
right?
And I think that's a good thing. That's a great thing.
Right.
One of the bad things for the media members who cover sports, their access to the locker rooms. Right. I don't know, Joe, if it'll ever be the same again.
Maybe not.
And one of the things that I do believe will never go back is what we're seeing with how the NBA coaches are dressed now in the bubble.
Man.
Does it really bother you, though?
Yeah, to a degree it does. Now,
they don't look like Belichick or anything.
No, but I mean, you know, I grew up when every coach, and I'm not saying everybody was dressed like Pat Riley. I mean, Riley kind of took it to a different level, you know. But I mean, you know, Red Holzman would wear a suit and a tie, but it wasn't exactly, you know, a GQ material, you know. So, but I mean, that's just what I grew up seeing. And as a guy who, you know, always liked to dress pretty decently. I mean, I speak for myself, and you know, I attribute it all to my wonderful grandmother who passed away many years ago, who really taught me how to dress, taught me a lot of things actually.
Right.
Being dressed was one of them. And I always I always kind of looked at that. I mean, I always felt that if I was an NBA head coach, not that I ever would be, but if I was, I was going to dress the part. And like I said, Riley took it to a new level. Chuck Daly was always dressed.
Yep.
Isaiah was terrific. Yeah, I mean, you're an NBA head coach, you should look like it. That's my feeling. You know what I mean?
Have you dressed really well any time in the last 5 months?
I have not. Well, it depends. I mean, you call really well as far as like golf. Because I have so many golf outfits, bro. I mean, you know me. When I go play golf, I may not be any good, but I'm going to look good. You're going to bet that I'm going out to the golf course and I'm going to dress at least like I look like I could play.
No, I got. I'm
but
just
I have
saying,
not worn it. Have I worn a suit? No, I haven't worn a suit in a long time.
Well, I think that's the thing. There's a lot of people. Not everybody, but a lot of people have not dressed quote unquote well in a long time.
And I even noticed now, like just watching TV, where you see now a lot of guys the accepted dress now is a jacket but no tie. You know, like a suit, nice suit, but no tie. I mean, you see a lot of that now.
I really believe there's a lot of things once this pandemic is really over. Like, you know, we have a vaccine. Right. Like, everybody's out. We're at ballparks. I think there's going to be a lot of things, some good, some bad. It's not all good. It's not all bad.
Right.
That will never go back to the way
you
it used
may be.
To be.
Look, I can't disagree that that's a real possibility. But I guess that's just it, you know? For a guy that, like, you know, grew up watching NBA coaches always, you know, dress pretty well, it does lose a little bit. But I agree with you. I don't think it's ever going back that way again. You're probably right.
But Bill has definitely lowered the bar with his attire from
a few days ago. But, I mean, does he need to have holes in his shirt?
I'm telling you,
he
was done on purpose.
Get, like, a sweatshirt, like a hoodie that at least is, like, new? You know, like a new one. You know, nice red hoodie, maybe, Petri red.
Right.
You know, that looks like he just, you know, go, you know, Bill, just... I'm sure you just go down to Patriot Way there, where they have the mall, and you could buy a nice Patriot sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. They'll give it to him. They don't need to pay anything. Well, they'll hand it to him.
Of course.
We'll come back. We'll talk to Brian Costello. We'll get to the knockout discussion soon after that. So after Brian talks to us about how much of an opportunity the Jets have of beating the Colts, we'll then look at all the other teams that you could potentially pick instead of the Colts
in a
knockout pool.
Right, because everybody in their brother is going to take the Colts.
That's the thing.
That is
that's
the
why it is worth looking at some other games. God forbid the Jets pull off a miracle. You never know.
You don't. Yeah, exactly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.